Welcome to Cubs Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dave Bancroft. Batting second. The third baseman, Hy Negro. Batting third. The second baseman, Frankie Frisch. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Irish Musial. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ross Youngs. Batting sixth. The first baseman, High Pockets Kelly. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Casey Stengel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Scott. Pitching for the New York Giants, Jack Scott. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cliff Heathcott. Batting second. The shortstop, Charlie Hollocker. Batting third. The second baseman, Zbeeb Terry. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ray Grimes. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Turner Barber. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Hack Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marty Krug. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob O'Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tony Kaufman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Tony Kaufman. And now, play ball. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft hits a line drive towards third. Krug reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hy Negro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gro hits a line drive towards third. Krug reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Heathcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft misplays the ball. That's an error on Bancroft. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker hits a line drive towards short. Bancroft catches it and throws to first to double up Heathcott. Two outs. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a fly ball into left field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Irish Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Youngs for the out. Two outs. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes takes first base on ball four. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gro fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gro fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Casey Stengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stengel is called out on strikes. One out. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards first. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes scoops it up and throws to first, with Kaufman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kelly scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Farrell for the out. Two outs. Tony Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0 for 1 in the game. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 0 for 1 in the game. Bancroft is hit by the pitch. Heinie Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 0 for 1 in the game. Groh hits a pop-up towards first. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0 for 1 in the game. Frisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 1 in the game. Musel hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kelly scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hollocker for the out. One out. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 1 in the game. Terry hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Grimes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0 for 1 in the game. Barber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 0 for 1 in the game. Youngs hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Krug settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly strikes out. Two outs. Casey Stengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stengel is 0 for 1 in the game. Stengel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Barber. Smith reaches second base with a double. Stengel moves to third. Jack Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller strikes out. Smith drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Miller out. One out. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 0-for-1 in the game. Krug hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kaufman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bancroft hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Heinie Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 0-for-2 in the game. Groh bunts towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. Bancroft moves to third. One out. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0-for-2 in the game. Frisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-2 in the game. Musel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bancroft scores. It's Giants, 1, Cubs, 1. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 0-for-2 in the game. Youngs takes first base on ball 4. Musel moves to second. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into right field. Barber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Heathcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcott is 0-for-2 in the game. Heathcott strikes out. One out. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Hollocker hits a fly ball into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-2 in the game. Terry hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Casey Stengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stengel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stengel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stengel for the out. One out. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Giants. Jack Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Bancroft hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott moves to second. Heine Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 0 for 2 in the game. Groh hits a line drive to right field. Barber throws towards the plate. O'Farrell fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on O'Farrell. Scott scores. Bancroft goes all the way around to score. Groh moves to third. It's 4-1, Giants. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0 for 3 in the game. Frisch hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Musel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barber throws the ball into Hollocker, who tags Musel trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Groh scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Giants. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0 for 2 in the game. Barber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Youngs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Youngs for the out. One out. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 3 in the game. Kelly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Casey Stengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stengel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stengel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Krug hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Giants. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Marty Callahan pinch hits for Tony Kaufman. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan hits a line drive into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. O'Farrell moves to third. Claude Jonard now pitching. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0 for 3 in the game. Heathcote strikes out. One out. Charlie Hollacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollacher is 0 for 3 in the game. Hollacher hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 3 in the game. Terry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Farrell scores. Callahan scores. It's 5-4, Giants. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Grimes is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Vic Aldridge now pitching. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leaking pinch runs for Earl Smith. Claude Jonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jonard bunts towards third. Krug fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Heine Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Groh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Snyder now catching. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0 for 3 in the game. Barber hits a line drive into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller takes first base on ball 4. George Meisel pinch runs for Hack Miller. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Krug strikes out. Two outs. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Meisel moves to second. Bernie Freiberg pinch hits for Vic Aldridge. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Cubs Park in Chicago.